This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The U.S. unemployment rate took a big tumble last month from 9% to 8.6%, according to the government's monthly jobs data. Probably too soon, though, to pop the Osti-Spumante corks. As NPR's John Itzty reports, a combination of forces caused that big drop. Some good, but some are bad.
Getting a big fall in the unemployment rate is always good news at the White House, but President Obama was careful not to gloat at an appearance yesterday in Washington.
This morning, we learned that our economy added another 140,000 private sector jobs in November. The unemployment rate went down.
Notice the president didn't make a big deal about the unemployment rate falling sharply, maybe because he's afraid it will go up again. But Diane Swonk, who's the chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago, says the president might be playing it down because there's another reason the rate fell so much. 315,000 people gave up looking for work.
Many people are just not even trying right now, and seeing people just drop out of the labor force entirely is not the best reason in the world to have the unemployment rate move down.
Of course, the best reason to have the unemployment rate go down is because new jobs were created. There was some of that in November, but the headline number, 120,000 net new jobs, was not enough to bring down the unemployment rate. Now, you're probably saying, wait a minute, that's contradictory. You just said the unemployment rate dropped sharply. You're right. And the disconnect happened, says Diane Swonk, because the jobs number and the unemployment rate come from two different sets of data. The headline unemployment rate comes from a survey of households. Meanwhile, every month, the headline job growth number comes from a survey of businesses.
That's a survey of established firms, and it doesn't always capture changes in small business formation, the new businesses that are being created out there. And we're starting to see some evidence that that may be picking up.
The fact is, it takes a few months for the Labor Department to find those new businesses. Like designer Anka Lowe's new online fashion store launched 2 months ago.
In the online store, you can see mainly scarves and shawls and a T-shirt line.
So far, though, she's the only person on the payroll.
I do have freelance people, graphic designers. I mean, for every little bit of this company, I have people who help me, yeah.
Have you gotten any forms from the Labor Department asking you about the number of employees that you have?
No, I didn't.
This is just the kind of business that's not picked up in the statistics immediately, and it's much more likely to show up in the household survey first because it's more grassroots than the survey of established businesses. In fact, in November, the household survey found more than twice as much job growth as the survey of businesses did, and that's another reason the unemployment rate went down sharply. But even if there are entrepreneurial juices producing jobs under the radar, the economy continues to face many challenges, including the debt crisis in Europe. If there's a meltdown there, it would hurt the U.S. economy and the job market. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.